From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and be 21. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to the bayou. Just kidding. Ryan here doing another whiskey quickie. But today we're actually looking at JT Melick and doing something completely different here. Louisiana Rice Whiskey.
That's interesting.
This has kind of been taking over a lot of whiskey geeks by storm. And give a shout out to Mia and a few folks. They sent some bottles for us to sample. And this is their main line that we are going to be able to try. They did send us a barrel-proof single-barrel expression, but I figured that's a one-off. Let's give a review of something that's going to be more available, some more representative of what you're going to be able to find on the shelf. And so this is their, again, their rice whiskey, but I'll give you a little bit of a background here. They are the only distillery who handcrafts whiskey and vodka 100% from rice that is sustainably grown on their family farm. Their special strain of rice creates shockingly delicious spirits that have some mistaking it for world-class bourbon. This is aged in new American oak barrels for 4 years, 96 proof, and has an SRP of $45.
I thought Basil Hayden's had a rice whiskey.
I think they had brown rice as part of it. This is 100%
gotcha.
Rice.
Okay.
It would still be a bourbon probably because it's 51% corn.
That's true.
There's zero corn in here.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm excited.
I know. Typically, we just have Japanese rice whiskey and other things like that, but this is going to be a first, so I'm excited to really kind of dive into this. So here we go. On with the nose. That was fun.
Yeah, a lot of... Oh, man, it's like a... Almost like a funnel cake dusted in that powdered sugar. It's kind of what I'm getting, like that doughy funnel cake with the, it's overly fried.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe throw a pig ear in there while you're at it, too.
Pig ear, Twinkie, whatever.
Not pig ear, elephant ear.
Elephant ear.
Pig ear is what our dogs chew on.
I don't know what you're eating, Kenny.
Sorry about
fair.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I get those big turkey legs and immediately regret it afterwards.
Ooh, I love those.
Yep. All right, on with the taste. You'd mistake it for a bourbon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's really sweet. It kind of has the same profile of like a light whiskey, that's 100% corn, very sugary. This has like powdered sugar, brown sugar, confectioner. It's like really sugary and a little bit of creamy butteriness to it as well. It's crushable.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. There's almost kind of like a, I want to say like, but it's just like a syrupy kind of feel on the back end, but it's really good. As you said, it's very sweet. I'm very, very surprised with it. I love it.
I guess it makes sense. Rice has a lot of starch, a lot of sugar. So it would make sense as a profile. So they're onto something.
I want to see what that special strain of rice actually is.
It's variegated. I have no idea.
Me neither. But we'll go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, what are you going to say?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. I mean, it's a little light, but it's
96 proof.
96 proof, but overall, it's really balanced, really good. This bottle will get you in trouble because it's crushable.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you heard it here first. Go get your crushable rice whiskey.
This one is one you need to drink neat or it in a cocktail. I feel like it would fall apart, but neat, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, that is our review of JT Melick's Louisiana Rice Whiskey. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.